All right, let's take our Bibles and turn back to the book of Genesis, chapter 19. Genesis 19. I'd like to look at one verse of Scripture, verse 26. Genesis 19, verse 26. This is what it says. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I've entitled this message, Remember Lot's Wife. And those words, remember Lot's wife, are not fine. Turn over to Luke 17 while I'm saying this. I'm taking this out of this passage of Scripture from Luke 17. And it's not actually found, those words are not actually found in Genesis 19 where I just read. But I'm taking this title from the words of the Lord Jesus when he referred to this event. And that record of his words is found in Luke 17. I'd like to just read verses 26 to 31. Luke 17, verse 26 to 31. Now, the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, till the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house. Let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Now, the lesson taught by the Lord, unto his disciples was this. May we all be found holding loosely to the things of this world that are perishing. Remember Lot's wife. Now, back in Genesis 19, as we remember Lot's wife, let me give you just a little snippet of history about Lot's wife. Everything we know about Lot's wife is right here in this chapter. This is everything we know about her. Some say, I don't know, some say that she was from Sodom. That may be. But I can tell you this, knowing the little bit that I know about Lot's wife, she was a woman that had the great privilege of being married to Lot. Lot was a believer. Lot was referred to by the Lord, by the Spirit of God, as being a just man, justified. Justified, known that he was justified by God, by the grace of God, because he believed God. Justified by faith. I've said before, faith does not justify anybody. God justifies, but we know it by faith. That's how we know it. We believe God. This woman had a believing husband. And she wasn't just found to be in a house where they went to church. A lot of people go to church. Everybody goes to church or has gone to church or say they need to start going to church. But this woman was in a home where the gospel of God's free and sovereign grace was taught and believed by her husband, for sure. Lot believed God. But not only was she found to be married, she had the privilege of actually entertaining angels from heaven who came into Sodom, sin of God, stayed in her house the night before God destroyed the city. Now, we talk about a privilege of having these angels. How was that so? What was the privilege? Well, she was there when the filthy language of the men of Sodom that night before was hollering at Lot, "You send out those guys that we may know them." She heard that. And she witnessed those two angels rescue her husband from bodily harm. He was out there trying to reason with them. And she knew what was going on. He's out there and they're here, they're coming in, and these angels pull Lot in, shut the door, and then struck those men out there with blindness. And they continued to weary themselves to find the door. And then this woman heard these angels exhort Lot, "You go if you've got anybody else in your family. You've got sons-in-laws or daughters, anybody that's of you that's found in this city, you go tell them. Leave this wicked place now, because this place is going to be destroyed by the Lord, because the wickedness of this city is waxing great before the face of the Lord." She heard that. And then she heard the angels. When the next morning, sun was just breaking, you know, I talked to you about that. And they hastened Lot, told him, they said, "Listen, you and your wife and your daughters that's here with you, arise, lest you all be consumed. Get out of this place. Get out of this place, because the iniquity of this city is going to be judged of God." And then she saw her husband lingering. He was just, you know, procrastinating, and she felt the hand of those angels that grabbed her husband's hand, grabbed her hand, and the hands of her daughters, and they took hold of them, and they took him out of the house. They found him to be out of the house. And so she witnessed the mercy of God to take him out of that place. And then not only did she hear those angels talking, then also she heard in verse 17, it says, "And when came to pass when they had brought them forth, that he said," I told you, because I know it's the Lord talking now, because Lot talks to him in verse 18, and he tells him, "Not so, Lord." And so she heard the Lord Jesus Christ actually say, the Lord of glory actually say to those, Lot, his wife, two daughters, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And then, as the Lord promised he would do, he did. Verse 24, 25. The Lord rained upon Sodom, upon Gomorrah, brimstone, fire from the Lord out of heaven. He overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now this scripture, as all scripture, is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable. This is the only thing that's profitable, right here, this word. It's profitable for doctrine, for what we believe, the truth. It's profitable for reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So that scripture, verse 26, Genesis 19:26, that scripture is given for our correction, reproof, and instruction in righteousness. Here's a warning, and I know it's a warning, because the Lord said in Luke 17, you remember. Now listen, I pray God bless this to our hearts. We all need to hear it. We need to hear it. There's going to come a time, as I've said so many times before, we're going to stand before God. And in that day, books will be open, the book. May the Lord help us if we hear the gospel of God's grace and we refuse it. Remember Lot's wife. Here's what happened. The scripture declared that what she did was, and that's what I asked myself. I said, okay, I've heard this passage. Now I want to read this passage and ask the Lord, give me some understanding into this passage. But his wife looked back. That's the first thing I know she did. She looked back. What did she do that moved the wrath of God to fall upon her? All right. The word looked totally reveals the heart of Lot's wife. She looked. Now, you know, I've always encouraged you, anytime you're looking at a passage of Scripture, and I do understand the blessed privilege that I've got to be able to sit down and take concordances and look, and that's something that a lot of times you don't have, and I understand that. But anytime you got a question on a word, look it up. Look it up to find out what it means. But I'll tell you this, and check me out. Check me out. The word looked. His wife looked back. That word looked wasn't the same word as when Abraham, verse, hold your place. Turn back to Genesis 18, verse 2. Genesis 18, 2. Well, I'll read 1 and 2. 18. Genesis 18, 1 and 2. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked. Now that word right there is the word that's, it means to gaze at something, to behold, see the features, you know, of something that is a spectacle. Okay, I'm just looking. I'm looking at Chuck. I see Chuck. I know Chuck. I just looked at him. Okay, that it means, you know, And her look wasn't the same look as when Abraham looked towards Sodom. I mean, look in Genesis 19, in verse 27-28, we'll look at this, Lord willing, a little later, but Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. So Abraham looked. He looked. He saw the Lord coming in chapter 18. He saw those two angels. He looked, and he looked at Sodom. He looked at it, you know. But the look of Lot's wife, that word look, was that look that revealed her desire and her hunger. That word look means to scan, to look intently, to regard with favor, pleasure, or care, to have respect. Different look. Different word. Her heart was still in Sodom. Though she stood, she was between Sodom and Zoar. And what the Lord had said, and again, I want to make sure on this. Back in Genesis 19, verse 17, came to pass when they had brought them forth that he said, "Escape for thy life." You see that next word? Look not behind me. That's the same word described, or, you know, the definition of what she did. He used exactly the same word. Don't look back with regard. Don't look back hungry. Don't look back and scan intently, lovingly, longingly. And that's what she did. She looked while Lot and his two daughters were escaping for their lives. Now listen to what the Lord said. Came to pass, verse 17. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Now, Genesis 19:26 says, but his wife looked back. Now see where it says from behind him? From behind who? From behind Lot. What was she doing? She was found to be behind him. And again, this word means to loiter, to be behind by implication, to procrastinate, to continue, defer, delay, to be late, slack, stay there, tarry, to be longer. What was she doing? She wasn't with her husband. He was fleeing for his life. And she did exactly that which the Lord commanded her not to do. Don't look behind with desire. Don't look behind. And don't be in the plain. Everything outside of that little city of Zoar was going to be destroyed. And where was she? She was lingering. She was in the plain, loitering. And she was consumed. And the scripture says, latter part of verse 26, and she became, that is, she existed, a pillar, stationary and erect. That's what it means. Of salt. The judgment of God was upon her according to her disobedience. Oh, remember Lot's wife. What did she do? She was going through the motions, but her heart was in Sodom. Sodom, a picture of this world, a picture of all false religion, that which dishonors God. She hungered after that, and God saw it. What does the scripture say in closing concerning look? The Lord said, look unto me. Look unto me. I look this up too. Turn, appear, regard, and respect. Look unto me and be ye saved. The old man by nature, the old carnal man, I tell you what he's going to look to for salvation. He's going to look to himself. He's going to look to all that Sodom sets forth and represents, the world. Love not the world. Now, when I say that, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't mean these things of this world that God has created. I mean, there's some things in this world that I really love. I like food. I like the comfort. This world was created by God, and it was very good. But to set my heart upon it, and to think that this is all there is to it, love not the world. Don't love the world, and don't love the world's religion. Don't love. Look unto me. Regard me. And be ye saved, rescued, delivered, free, defended, preserved. All the ends of the earth. For I'm God and there's none else. What she did was she had no heart for Christ. She wasn't looking to Christ. She was looking back to this world and the love of it. The hunger of it. We look to the Lord. What she looked. Believers look unto him. He is our wisdom. He is our righteousness. Our sanctification. Our redemption. We just sang that song. You know, he is the life. He's the way, the truth. Unto the Father. No man comes to the Father but by him. I can't look to myself, to my free will. I can't look to my ability of the work to do the works of the law for righteousness. That's looking back to Sodom. You look back to your decision. You look back to your baptism. You look back to your profession of faith, walking down the aisle and repeating the prayer, the pastor's prayer. You look to the altar. I told you, this is just wood and carpet. Is all this is. We have one altar. We look to Christ. Looking to anything except Christ is looking back to Sodom. And God's going to destroy it. Whenever the nation of Israel was in the desert, remember this, when they were murmuring against God and against Moses. And God sent fiery serpents. And they were biting the people. They were dying. What did God tell Moses to do? He said, I want you to take a piece of brass. And you form a piece of brass into the form of a serpent. There's a picture of Christ being made sin. And hold it up on the pole. The Lord gave us interpretation of that scripture. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was lifted up upon that cross as the substitute of his people. He was made what they are, sin. Those snakes was a picture of sin. It biting the people, they were dying. You make a brass snake, hold him up. And whoever what? Looks. Whoever looks. That's a picture, that's a type of looking to him and believing on Christ, resting in Christ. She looked back to Sodom and was judged of God. The scripture says, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him in the redemption of his people, satisfaction of God's justice, honoring the law, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Friend, God's going to judge this world. There's one hope. One hope. looking unto Him, looking unto Christ, looking away from me. If I look at me, what have I got? What can I do for myself? I can do nothing for myself. Looking to myself, looking to my faith, looking to anything I can do is looking to Sodom, looking back to Sodom, to that which is going to be destroyed, looking unto Him. May the Lord bless this to our hearts. For His glory, our good. Amen.